Eastern Michigan University has a brand spanking new training facility for its student athletes. It's the first major construction project for EMU athletes in 20 years. The catch? The athletic department has not raised enough money to pay for it yet. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is here with me now. First of all, how big of a deal is this to have this new facility at Eastern? I mean, what's it actually do for Eastern Michigan University as far as attracting students and faculty or actually making it a better school?
So they call it the Student Athlete Performance Center. It is pretty sweet. It's got new locker rooms, coaches' office, players' lounge, recruiters' lounge, pools. They've got this giant new scoreboard for the football games right on top of it. So the folks in the athletic department are understandably pretty pumped about this. This week, they did a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new building. EMU football coach Chris Creighton says this new training facility is already making a difference, Lester, in recruiting student athletes. He told a huge crowd of athletes and donors about this kid he was recruiting over the summer. And Creighton goes, this recruit sits down inside this new building.
And he goes, I was just down at another school in the MAC, and they got a pretty nice stadium, but he said, I'm an offensive lineman. I don't care about that. He goes, they don't have anything like this. And he didn't like try to make some huge statement, but I'm telling you, I was sitting there, and I'd never once heard that ever in 6 years, ever. And inside, I was like, what did you just say? It's a big deal for all of us, and it's a big deal for the future. It's a big deal for this department, and it's a big deal for all of Eastern Michigan University. Let's celebrate tonight, and let's be proud.
I mean, you can hear it in his voice,
right? He's a little excited there.
But I want to play you another clip from that same ceremony on Monday. The chair of Eastern's Board of Regents, James Webb.
This is being built completely with donor dollars. We are not taking anything from the general fund.
The problem is, that's just not true. Eastern plans to use $8 million from the general fund. $12 million is supposed to come from fundraising, donors. So far, EMU's athletic department has raised only half of that money that it is on the hook for. Eastern officials say the athletic department is committed to raising this money, but there is no deadline to do that.
All right. So how does a public university greenlight a $20 million building without actually having the money to pay for it first?
Well, you know, they borrowed it, and it was part of a larger redevelopment and construction project. A number of other buildings are affected, too. But there's been this ongoing friction at Eastern about how much tuition and these like general fund dollars subsidizes Eastern's athletic program. When the board borrowed this money back in 2017, there was this deal to have donors pay for most of this facility because regular students really aren't going to be using this building really at all. And at first, Eastern unveils this even bigger, more expensive plan to upgrade athletics. This was in March of 2017 under a previous athletic director. That's when they announced the largest cash pledge in the school's history, $6 million. To put that in perspective, $1 million fundraising year for Eastern Athletics is a good year, $1 million. So this donor, $6 million, it turns out was just too good to be true.
Well, why is that? Who was the guy?
Keith Stone. He's an Eastern grad. And the same month that his $6 million pledge was announced by the school, Keith Stone writes EMU's president a pretty frank email that we got under a Freedom of Information Act request. So the same month EMU announces this dude is giving them record cash for a new athletic complex, behind the scenes, he is raising big red flags, warning about backing off this pledge. And in the end, he does back off. He does not give EMU $6 million. So EMU scales down the project in summer 2017, unveils this new vision under a new athletic director. The Board of Regents approves it in December, but it does not disclose at that time that this giant donation is not coming through.
Back up a little bit. So do we know why he decided not to give EMU the money?
Well, one thing is for sure, it's not because he doesn't have the money. From what I can tell, this guy is loaded. And I say that because a year ago, he sold a corporate payment company that he started and owned outright for $600 million. So he's got a killer mansion in Florida. I tried to get a hold of Keith Stone. No luck. But I will say it's clear from the emails that I got through this Freedom of Information request that Mr. Stone was really impressed with the previous athletic director at Eastern. And she left Eastern just 2 weeks after the big cash pledge was announced. It may have been that he was like more comfortable with her and not the new one. We don't really know. I did get a hold of the previous athletic director. She didn't want to talk about this.
So Eastern Michigan University just opens this new athletic facility. Most of the money was supposed to come from fundraising, but they don't have that money in hand yet. What's EMU have to say about all this?
I talked to Eastern spokesman Jeff Larkham. As a rule, he says they just don't talk about donor relationships. It's, you know, a privacy thing. They want to protect these relationships. But he really wants to disconnect these two things. This huge donation that was for athletics that they lost, and this brand new athletic building that's not paid for, because they were different visions under different athletic directors. Here's what he says.
One thing I want to really make clear is that the university at no time misrepresented itself publicly. Okay, the project that was approved in December of 2017 was announced at the region meeting, voted upon, and contained the elements that were in the particular region's action item that day.
What he's saying is, look, that gift we lost was for a vision that was not the vision and project that we have right now. But both visions were for athletics. They were presented in the same year, and EMU didn't mention that they had lost this huge gift until this year, roughly 2 years after they knew that it wasn't coming through. So what I'm saying is, if you've got $6 million last year, I know you're in public radio, big money, right?
Yes.
EMU Athletics is looking for donations.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio's investigative reporter, thanks for the time.
My pleasure.